Spotlight.
Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Arjun Chowdhury, and today we will be discussing about the key cabinet decisions taking place by the Union Cabinet today on highway development. We have with us Shri K.V. Prasad, political analyst, to give us great in-depth understanding of the cabinet decisions taking place today and what its impact is going to be on the economy of India. And today, our focus is on the highway projects, two of them. One is, of course, the six-lane Greenfield Access Control Nasik-Solapur project, and the other is the widening and the strengthening of two-lane to two-lane with a paved lane of 68,600 to 311,700 kilometers along the National Highway 326 in Odisha. The early project, of course, is in Maharashtra, and Odisha are the two beneficiaries of the cabinet decisions today. Mr. K.V. Prasad, a warm welcome to you on this discussion once again.
Thank you very much.
Let's begin with the Nasik-Solapur project. The capital expenditure for this is 19,142 crore rupees, and the project length is 374 kilometers. It'll reduce travel time. It'll take 2 years to build it, and it is on this BOT model, Build, Operate, Transfer. For the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, could you tell us how complex this project is, and could you simplify it for the benefit of our listeners in terms of how this would be executed?
Well, as you mentioned, it's a BOT, which means you build it, you have a concessioner who built it and will operate and collect toll, because that will correct the basic cost. And it's a quite capital intensive project, as you mentioned, almost 19,000 crores. It's going to connect important regional cities, Nashik, Solapur, Kurnool in Andhra, and reach the southern coast. It's important, as we know, and you mentioned in the beginning, infrastructure is the very focus of the government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, right since his first term, and this has really speeded up in this particular third tenure of his. It's important because it connects Surat in the west to Chennai in the south. This whole corridor, which travels from Surat, Vadodara, Mumbai towards Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh, Bengaluru and Chennai. And we all know Port City in Chennai as a hub. It's doing a lot of turnaround for the cargo that comes via sea. It's a very important intersection. Of course, when you're crisscrossing long kilometers, as you mentioned, in terms of their length, you obviously touch a lot of cities and a lot of towns, cutting down time for commuters.
So when you look at toll-based infrastructure project, build, operate, transfer, what is the cost benefit to the consumer? Clearly, there would be commuters who are your individuals, family members, but it'll benefit business in a big way. How would you compare it to the sea route versus the highway? Obviously, options go up for those who want to improve the transportation and logistics, and more importantly, the supply chain.
The point is, while you have port connectivity at Chennai or elsewhere, but you need to reach the ports, and for reaching the ports from the hinterland, you need the roads. Because either you have, the other option is the railways, but again, you have to connect a railway network. By the way, this connectivity, as this corridor, is going to enhance multimodal connectivity, is going to link out, I'm told, 8 railway stations, 6 airports, multimodal logistics parks. It's not just a corridor, a standalone corridor. It has the integration to already existing infrastructure projects. And we all know that from transporting goods, I mean, if your industry is aligned along this corridor, they need to reach either way, depending on where they have the connectivity, from where they can send the cost a little less expensive. We know in this country, transportation, there is a lot of focus on trying to rework the manner in which we are carrying through various corridors. So this will add to it. And this is a greenfield corridor. And obviously, the government is looking at increasing the vehicular speed and reducing the time taken by point A to point B.
So what is the volume of traffic we are looking at along this 374 kilometers with a capex of 19,142 crore rupees and a finishing time of 2 years?
See, I think the moment you increase the lanes, there are already some, like for instance, from Chennai port, there's a four-lane corridor, which is working on Chennai to another area where Renigunta and Kadapa and Kurnool. It's almost 700 kilometers. So you keep on adding layers. Obviously, you have greater number of traffic able to commute in the same direction, either direction, and reach much faster, because if you have two lanes, you obviously can now have existing four, you add two. So you have six lanes. The number of passenger vehicles and freight vehicles is bound to, at a very conservative cost, say, go by a third, if not half, conservative estimate.
K.V. Prasadji, what's a greenfield project? How is it different from a brownfield project? And this is access control. What does that mean?
Well, access control is basically, if you notice the last, since we started this mode of liberalization, governments knew it had limited money to spend on capital projects. So it was utilizing to making sure that private sector comes in, takes charge of the developing infrastructure. And once they develop the infrastructure, they operate it for a certain period of time, which is the concessionary period they get, and estimated time in which the cost at which they build and operate the whole project, as we mentioned, the greenfield projects. So it helps the governments to ease making sure infrastructure is available, people benefit out of it, the concessioners who bid and get this concession would allow to operate it, recover their cost and operating costs. And once the costs are recovered, they have the transfer area. You can transfer it to the, depending on how, what kind of contracts are done.
So when is the transfer likely to take place? Concession is for how long? Because you have to give, clearly, as you mentioned earlier, the concessionaire an opportunity to earn from tolls itself to pay for the project and then give it back to the government. Are we talking about the central government or the state government?
Depends on what kind of contracts are done. I don't have the details at this point of time into this exact area of how, what this is. A, as you said, it's a BOT project. So build, operate, and transfer. That's the project. It's a toll mode. That's where you collect your money. And we have all been used to this collecting, going when you travel from intercity from one state to another. You travel on the expressways, you pay an X amount of money to do a commute, single way, double way. The freight people have fixed tariffs. They kind of pay for a monthly charge or whatever. So these are all worked out. It all depends on the project cost, what kind of contracts are drawn up, and based on that, what kind of agreements governments enter into it. Some state projects are there because these are national highways. There's some state highways. So it's a mix and mode approach, which is worked carefully, Arjun.
So clearly, you have industrial projects and corridors benefiting from this as well. What about real estate development? Because we've seen the rise of tier 2 and tier 3 cities because of highway developments.
This is bound to happen. This is called the spin-off benefits, if one would like to say so, because it's not just real estate in terms of developing of, you have educational institutions, you have schools, you have colleges, you have whole infrastructure developing in and around highways. If you notice, since both of us are staying close to, in the city of Delhi and the NCR, you notice the highways on either side of the highway, inhabitants move in. There's already development happening at a very faster clip. Once a residential colony shift in, you have other things coming in, the infrastructure to support that kind of, you have highways close to it, you have parks, you have industrial parks. So it's the whole thing that keeps mushrooming and developing as and as inhabitants move out, move into these spaces. So I think it's a very, if you look at in the last 20, 25 years, this has been the pattern. Create a highway. If you remember when Prime Minister Vajpayee started in around the year 2000, we talked of the Golden Quadrilateral connecting east-west, north-south corridors. We've seen a whole lot of change coming in. That's where people realize that these kind of big infrastructure projects not just only connect two ends of country, but also all the intermediaries get developed. There's a all-round development that happens around the corridor. That's the way it's been working.
Let's now hear what Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav had to say about the Nasik-Solapur corridor in Maharashtra, which is on a BOT basis.
Aaj jo approve hua hai, wo Nasik se Solapur ka corridor approve hua hai.
Today, the Nasik-Solapur corridor has been approved. This corridor is very important. It will connect many major cities and several large industrial centers. Its construction will be completed in 2 years. It is a 374-kilometer project and an investment of 19,142 crore will be made in it. So this is the largest value of BOT project ever taken up in our highway system. This project will reduce the distance between Nashik and Solapur by 14% and travel time by significantly reduced by about 45% between Chennai and Surat.
Time significantly kam hogi, 45% reduce hogi between Chennai and Surat.
Mr. K.V. Prasad, let's now move on to the other capital expenditure on National Highway 326 in Odisha. From Maharashtra, we are now going to Odisha. There's a widening and the strengthening of two-lane to lane with paved lane of 68,600 to 311,700 kilometers along this highway, which is on an EPC mode at a project cost of 1,526 crore rupees. So clearly, there is an improvement on an existing infrastructure project. What are the challenges and what are we looking at here?
Area, because several portions that are being looked at in the southern Odisha aspect, the districts of Gajapati, Raigada and Koraput. Now, what's important here is there is a two lane. That's what they mentioned. So they're talking of improving it because there is a lot of deficiency in there's some steep gradients. The intermediate lanes are not the existing road alignments. Now, all these need to be worked at so that transportation is safe movement is clear and efficient and reduces the, you know, the time with it's taking the freight to travel from point A to point B, connecting with the coastal ports or the industrial centers. Now, by upgrading the corridor to a two-lane to paved shoulders, when I say paved shoulders, as you would appreciate, you've seen if you're traveling on a highway, there's a white laning on either side of the end of the road. That's where you can actually park your vehicle. If there's a problem, you move to the left or move to, depending on where you are. That's where the shoulder area is, where you can, so that you're not obstructing the traffic. The rest of the people who want to move at a much faster pace. So this upgradation will improve as it looks, this envisage to connect the Koraput and Mohana corridor, which will help both the movement of logistics and economic. It will link national highways in that region. And most important, Raipur to Visakhapatnam. Now, Visakhapatnam, as you all know, is again a port city. We have an important connectivity in the southern part of India. And then, of course, I think it also envisages some last mile access to the Gopalpur port in Odisha airport. So already there are some logistic nodes in that area. Industrial towns are already working in parts of Odisha. Important, and one of the most important things is NALCO. The National Aluminium Company operates at the Hindustan Aeronautics operates in that region. So there are a lot of already ongoing projects. So you're going to move it much faster.
So sensitivity is clearly here because NALCO, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, not only do they provide the finished product of fighter jets to the government of India and its defense ministry, but also material that NALCO provides the government in terms of alloys of aluminium. The sheer distance here, we're talking about 311,700 kilometers along this NH-326. It's on an EPC mode, engineering, procurement and construction, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that's because, as I mentioned, there are technical challenges in between, as you also indicated. And that's because the alignments are required betterment. There are some deficiencies, existing geometric deficiencies that need to be removed. The carriageway alignments have to be done. The gradients have to be. And that's where the engineering moves in. And you move on as you said, the mode. And adding to what you said, remember, a lot of points in a lot of these areas, what you mentioned, we also have mining areas. So which means you need to move once the raw material is there to process it to some industrial point where they can be worked into a finished product. Of course, if somebody is exporting a raw material, you need to give them thoroughfare. So I think all this is going to add to that because the existing, what is now envisaged from 68 kilometers, it will go up to 300 kilometers by way of improvement. That's the way it looks like.
So from finished to intermediate, we're looking at raw materials as well. Clearly, Odisha is a key state as far as India is concerned. The national security of India is concerned. Transportation, logistics, supply chain is clearly what is on the mind of the policymakers when they take these cabinet decisions.
I think what you said is important. One, as we talked in the beginning, we are talking of Viksit Bharat by 2047. That's about 20 plus years from where we stand. So you need to be on a fast forward mode, on a mission mode to working, making sure. And we also have this ambition and we're working at to become, bring India on part of the global supply chain, which means you need to have top class infrastructure. When I said infrastructure, you need good seaports, you need good airports, you need good roadways. All these giving a seamless connectivity, because what is important in seaports is the turnaround time. You need less time for the ships, cargo ships to come into the port, dock themselves, unload the cargo, load the cargo and leave. There were times when ships would stay anchored in the seas for months or days on end to find a berth. So all these are infrastructure developments required to work. And at the same time, you're also looking at the manufacturing aspect. So if you have to have a manufacturing base in the country, you also need to have good connectivity to make sure your material moves much faster in and out as required.
Mr. K.V. Prasad, thank you so much for being with us on Akash Vani and explaining to our listeners in great depth and detail the cabinet decisions that were taken place today on highway development, the multiplier effect it's had on industrial development, tier 2 and tier 3 cities, supply chains for companies looking to become exporters and supply to the domestic market as well, and more importantly, making life for the individual citizen in India as well. Let's not forget the multiplier effect it has on travel and tourism for the average Indian. Thank you so much, Mr. Prasad, for being with us on this program.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.